I spent the last 3 years learning from some of the best business minds inside the game of basketball. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to create freedom and have fun while doing it. So the question is, how are hoopers and basketball fanatics like us using those same skills that gave us success on the court to give us success in our new sport of business? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I learn, apply, share knowledge, and change lives through the game that changed mine. My name is Myson Jones, and welcome to the Basketball to Business Podcast.
All right, so this title may be clickbaity about making money while you sleep. Is it cap? And honestly, it's clickbaity, but it doesn't always mean clickbait means false. And this is coming from an email series that was sent out a while back about a league we have coming up, and a series of seven emails generated a couple of $1,000. And it's not about the amount necessarily that surprised me. It was more about the principle behind it. And I get this. I didn't write any of these emails. And these were about six or seven emails that went out over a course of time. And one of our interns, he's not really an intern anymore, but he's much more precocious and competent and professional and proficient than an intern, what you would think of an intern. All that being said, I didn't even read these emails. I didn't write them. And yeah, the intern is definitely legit. I will say that. This teammate is definitely legit. He's a high school senior. If you can find a high school senior who is precocious, professional, I'd highly suggest hiring that person who likes basketball, likes business, and if even better, if they were a part of your program at one point in time too, because they can speak from experience. That being said, these sales from this email campaign generated a couple of $1,000s, didn't make us rich. But what it did do was show me a few things I wanted to show you very quickly or share with you very quickly. One, it's not the size that matters as much. It's how you use it. Focusing on how to use it may take precedence over making it big. Using your list better is usually a better idea than making it bigger. And, you know, you could have a huge list but not know how to use it at all. So that showed me that's very important, and it's gotten me to focus on segmenting much more so that we have increased deliverability, increased open rates, increased click rates, and it also makes sure it doesn't ring any kind of spam meters or monitors for your emailing. People are opting out and reporting you, and you have bounced emails. Like, it's not a good look for the email deliverability providers. The email management providers. I probably butchered that explanation, but I think you guys get where I'm coming from with that. Two, so first one, not the size of the list that matters as much as how much as you use it. So the usage, how you use it, is much more important than the size of it initially, starting out. Two, we can increase our relative income. That means how much we make per hour by selling through email. These emails took, again, me no time, literally, and generated what you see in the picture. And I have a picture in this email that went out showing the average order value being $280, the order rate, and the total number of orders, and all these other metrics. And again, this stuff is passive, essentially. So we can increase our relative income, the earnings per hour, because it took me 0 hours to do, but also got sales for us. And that could be done over and over if set up correctly. Number three, we aren't sending out enough offers to see what our audience wants. If they like us, know us, and trust us, they probably want to hear from us, and they are willing to buy more than they are willing to be sold to. So more offers to gauge that, not just to get sales, but to gather data towards what our audience wants. And last but not least, it showed me how much I underutilize our email campaign feature within Hoops Institute. So what I'm getting at, find something that you think will be a game changer for your business, optimize it, learn how to master it, use it, and try to keep getting better at it, because it could change your basketball training business. Whether that be the CRM tool, which was my favorite tool by far, a conversation tool where you can talk back and forth between customers. It can be a chat widget. It can be an automation tool. It can be email campaign. It can be so many things. But if you have features, utilize those features because you're already paying for them. That's it. Have a great day.
Talk to y'all soon.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.